Enemies at the gate, barbarian hordes, coming over here, taking our jobs, threatening our way of life somehow by eating different food and worshipping different gods and speaking other languages, and so on and on and on. It's the oldest trick in the book of political campaigning, and the reason it has lasted is that it works.
The British people have voted to leave the European Union, and their will must be respected.
2 years ago, it persuaded the United Kingdom to vote itself out of the European Union. In the last few weeks, it has persuaded Germans to turn on a chancellor who has presided over a decade and more of prosperity rarely rivaled in human history. And of course, it got Donald Trump elected president of the United States. He launched his run for the White House by accusing Mexican immigrants of being drug dealers and rapists. Trump now hopes and assumes that it will do the business for his Republican Party in next week's midterm elections.
They have a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, and we got to stop them at the border. And unfortunately, you look at the countries, they have not done their job. Unfortunately, they have not done their job.
This is why Trump and media sympathetic to Trump are confecting picturesque conniptions over what has come to be known as the caravan, a procession of a few thousand Central Americans presently trudging vaguely in the direction of the United States southern border. The caravan is, at last report, still some 1,600 kilometres from that border. Even if the people comprising it do ever get anywhere near the United States, it won't be for some months. However, the midterm elections are on Tuesday, and so the crisis has had to be brought forward.
We have a crisis at the border right now. We are stopping between 1,500 and 1,700 people a day trying to cross illegally into this country.
Trump has ordered 5,200 US troops to the border in order to defend the frontier from a menace which is currently as far from El Paso as London is from Belgrade. It is also more soldiers than the US currently has stationed in Syria and Iraq combined, although given that Trump has yet to find the time, nearly 2 years into the job, to visit any American troops serving in the field, he may be unaware of this. One might well also draw unflattering comparisons between the swiftness and largesse of this operation with the response to the hurricane that struck Puerto Rico in September 2017, and where, for nearly a year afterwards, thousands of American citizens were left without reliable water and electricity. It may be, who knows, that Trump has calculated that basic services restored to brown-skinned Spanish speakers was never going to be much of an applause line at one of his regular rabble-rousers. This week, Trump has gone further on immigration than ever before, promising or threatening to end birthright citizenship. It is very, very, very far from clear that he can actually do this. The 14th Amendment of the Constitution he swore to uphold says, in language leaving little room for wiggle, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Trump may or may not know this, as he may or may not know that his claim that the United States is the only country that permits birthright citizenship is flatly inaccurate. However, there's no real reason why he would care either way, as what Trump does know is that nothing alarms the credulous like the specter of the other. He owes his entire political career to his doubtless delighted discovery that millions of his fellow citizens were willing to believe the obviously ridiculous lie that his predecessor, Barack Obama was not even entitled to the birthright citizenship that Trump believes the United States should not even have. A country is entitled to protect its borders and to manage immigration in accordance with its needs, but Trump and his kindred petty spirits elsewhere are not even slightly interested in discussing or implementing functional and sensible policy. What they are interested in is fear and selling themselves as saviours. The easiest problems for any politician to solve are the problems that don't really exist. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.